This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're talking with a 2,000-point scorer. She plays for the West Central Heat. Her name is Shelby Bowman. So, Shelby, we start with you. Congratulations. That's quite an accomplishment. So talk to me a little bit about kind of, you know, what it meant to you when you scored that 2,000th point last month. Have you had much time to kind of reflect on the feat that you were able to achieve?
Yeah, it was pretty amazing when I hit the shot, just seeing all the crowd and everybody stand up and cheering for me. It was pretty awesome to see that.
So I think I saw the play, you scored your 2,000th point. It was a shot from basically your feet were on the logo at United, right? And that's kind of what people say when they say, if you watch this kid play, she walks across the half-court line and she'll shoot it if you're not guarding her. So can you talk to us a little bit about kind of what your game is like and what you like to do offensively and kind of how, when you're at your best, what's going right for you?
When I'm at my best, my shots are usually falling, my deep shots. That's probably one of my favorite shots, even though it's not the highest percentage shot, but it's still really fun to shoot, especially when it's fallen for me. But just being able to score at all three levels, just with the way I am being guarded, makes it so much harder for people to guard me.
So to score 2,000 points, I mean, is crazy. It's like almost hard to conceive of it being possible. This season, you're averaging, you know, just under 29 points per game. So what do you kind of point to that's allowed you to become such a great player and such an elite level scorer? What are some of the things that you think have been the keys to get you to this level of play?
Obviously a lot of extra work other than just practices and just putting up shots as much as I can, and having my coaches giving me the freedom to be able to shoot the ball like I do, and my teammates, just them allowing me to do what I do has helped a lot.
So looking at kind of your career now, you grew up a kid that went through the West Central School District. Your freshman year, you played for Notre Dame and Burlington, then sophomore through senior season back at West Central. I think you've scored, is it right, 2,000 points at West Central as it is, right? So that's basically 2.5 seasons you've done it in. Can you tell us how you ended up going to Notre Dame for a year, and then what led you back to West Central?
So I moved to Notre Dame my freshman year because of COVID, and we knew it was going to be a lot more open. We didn't know that it was going to be a guaranteed season, but we knew that it was going to be a higher chance that we would play over there. And so I moved there my freshman year, and I played quite a bit. I was the sixth man off the bench. But at the end of the school year, I just ended up missing my friends, and I wanted to come back and spend the last 3 years with my friends.
So you're a three-sport athlete, and we talk about, you know, girls basketball. It's kind of a national trend where the numbers are decreasing. You see some programs aren't able to have, like, JV rosters, especially, you know, locally. There's a few schools that are struggling with that. So for you, you know, as such an elite-level basketball player, I know you've had a great volleyball career, and this softball program at West Central has really taken a step forward, too. For you, you know, why do you still play three sports?
I do it for my teammates so that they will play basketball, basically, because it's hard to get a lot of numbers, like you said. So just being as involved as I can, and so that other people will get back to basketball.
So for a kid like you, I'm interested, do you see a specific reason or hear specific reasons why, you know, girls basketball is struggling to get kids to play? Is there anything specifically that you can kind of point to and say, maybe this is why we're struggling with numbers in this specific sport?
Probably the running. Nobody wants to run that much. And there's a lot of travel sports in the winter that people are focusing on more than basketball.
And two, when you look at your season now, when you look kind of down the line for you and this West Central group, I think you're off to a great start. The only team right now, as we're talking to you, that's undefeated in the conference. You got a big win over Anawan earlier this year. You spoke about your teammates a little bit earlier, and obviously for you, you know, when you look at this team, you're the kid who jumps off the page with the scoring. But tell us a little bit about the kids you play with and what the ceiling you think for this team can be if you put it all together.
I've played with Addie, Harley, and Sam my whole life, so we know what each other can do, and they've been stepping up lately, and it just makes it so much harder for teams to guard us because they don't know who to guard when everybody else is scoring. And so as long as we continue to do that, we'll be a pretty tough team to beat.
All right, and I want to kind of wrap up by talking to you. Now, you mentioned to me before we started, you've had a chance to meet Caitlin Clark a couple of times. I think I've seen a picture of you with her in the tunnel after a game at Iowa. So what was that experience like? You know, I know that's a women's basketball player that basically everybody looks up to, and I think you can kind of see a little bit of her game in you with the way you shoot the ball. So what was that like kind of getting to talk to her a little bit?
It was amazing. It was really cool, especially after her game that she stopped and talked to us. It was pretty amazing.
All right, that is West Central Heat senior Shelby Bowman. She scored over 2,000 points. Before we end the interview, do you know exactly how many points you have coming into this game with Mercer County on Monday?
I'm not sure. It's around like 2,200-ish.
All right, sounds good. See, when you score that much, you don't know how many exactly. So, all right, Shelby, thanks a lot for talking with us. Congratulations on a great career. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.